Welcome to the Stadium Club, a WGN Radio deep dive into the homes and future homes of Chicago sports teams with regular updates.
The stadium will anchor the property known as the 78, which is a 62-acre development located along the Chicago River, just south of Roosevelt Road.
A mix of residential and commercial buildings would also be built, bringing offices, restaurants, shops, and more to the district.
Team owner Joe Mansueto is funding the stadium privately, and city and developers are still negotiating who pays for any infrastructure upgrades. Mansueto hopes to have it ready by 2028.
Year-round, we want the site to be programmed, to be interesting, to be fun, to be active, and to be a great neighbor.
Now, here's your host, WGN's Ryan Burrow.
This week, I attended a boat tour of what will be the Chicago Fire FC stadium site located at the 78 along the Chicago River.
This is going to be the next great landmark here in Chicago. And it's going to connect our city through energy, through passion, through sport, through entertainment, and through community.
Team leaders, the developers, Related Midwest, sponsors, and other stakeholders, as well as the media, got a chance to see the vacant location up close.
22,000 seats for a soccer match, 31,000 for a concert, given obviously the floor seating for a concert. The whole western side, so basically what we're looking at, imagine the whole stadium, right? Actually you see it right here on the shipping container. That whole glass facade, facing west, is all premium. So that's our club seating. Those are two levels of suites, loge boxes. Think really high-end food. You know, tonight you can see we have Shaw's Crab House and our great friends over at Let Us Entertain You, but we're going to have really high-end food. The idea here is that we're delivering a premium experience that is luxurious and it's better than anything else, not only in soccer, but better than anything else in Chicago that we have at the other sports and entertainment places here.
Days earlier, I had a chance to speak with Dave Baldwin, president of business operations with Chicago Fire FC. Very exciting moment right now for the Chicago Fire FC, right? Tell me a little bit about the game aside, the new plans for construction of a Fire-exclusive stadium has got to be very exciting, something that has never happened in this franchise's history.
Yeah, Ryan, it's a good point. Game aside, but we are riding a little bit of a high from the last week. Obviously, last night we beat Miami 5-3 down in Miami, so that was fun. But yeah, over the course of last week, we've received a series of approvals to finalize and move forward with a new $750 million soccer-specific stadium located at the 78, which will be Chicago's newest neighborhood down in the South Loop. And we're really excited to get this opportunity, I think, to build something really special for the city.
So what does the timeline look like? When are we going to start seeing cranes over there? When are we going to start seeing something resembling a stadium take place?
Sure. So to take a step back, in June, we formally announced this. Our owner, Joe Mansueto, put out a letter in a variety of publications titled Dear Chicago, where he just sort of expressed his love for the city and talked a little bit about how impactful Chicago has been for him as he built his business here in the city and built his family here, and expressed a desire to get this built by the opening of the 2028 season. And so that's what we're all pushing hard towards. Now that we have these approvals, we'll be able to move forward with a formal groundbreaking in the next several months. I think either end of Q4 or, early January of 26, with an anticipated opening of MLS season 2028.
I talked to Alderman Dowell, who is the alderman of that area, and I said I wanted to talk a little bit about the land itself, the property around the area, and she admitted it's going to be tight. There's a tight fit, especially if there's more going in than just the stadium. How are you? How is the team kind of looking at that space? Beyond maybe just soccer matches, but other things going up.
Sure. First and foremost, I give her a lot of credit. Working alongside the developer, Related Midwest, we went and met with her and sort of shared our vision for how a stadium could, be the catalyst to what has been an amazing site that has really sat vacant for the last five decades. And we said, hey, the Fire want to come in here and build this world-class stadium. And then Related's going to put up a variety of other buildings for the development, right? And so there'll be, thousands of units going in, residential units. There'll be bars, restaurants, all filling in over the next handful of years and next couple decades. And we're really excited to be able to get it started. It is a little tough tight, to your point. It's a little bit of a narrow site between the railroad tracks and the Wells Wentworth connection right there. And so it'll be a narrow, tall stadium, but we love the design. We think it has a little bit of an enduring elegance to it. It sort of looks like a Chicago warehouse with the brick facade and the glass and steel, and really feel like it's authentic to this area. And it's just big enough for us to fit an amazing stadium. And then the other piece I think that you kind of hit on is the other events that'll go in there. Obviously, this will play host to all of our matches and international soccer friendlies, but we're also excited about bringing concerts, stand-up comedy, some of those other type of, really high-end sports and entertainment type events to Chicago.
There's going to be a lot of competition. There is already a lot of competition for those events. Is there something unique about the location or the size that could bring those kind of events?
Yeah, it's a good point. So I think there's a couple differentiators for this building. Some of it just in the way of which it's weatherproofed. Obviously, it is an open roof, but there's a canopy over top, which will help contain noise and contain light. It also will protect fans from the elements. About 21 or 22% of the building is geared more towards premium seating. So the most high-end, suite experience and luxury seating experience that really exists in any type of Chicago sports venue, and definitely best in all of MLS. And then it can flex. So it's 22,000 for a soccer match, but when you include seating down on the floor for a concert, it can get up to about 31,000, which I think kind of fills a little bit of a nice niche between what an arena show can do and a stadium show. But we think there's a real opportunity for concerts that maybe are a little bit big for an arena, or contemplating maybe playing at a baseball stadium, probably can't fill Soldier Field comfortably. They could come to our stadium and play one or two shows. And it's the newest stadium. It's the first that'll be developed in over three decades in the city of Chicago as far as a major sports stadium. And I think there's also something unique and novel about being one of the first artists to get to open a building like that.
Have there been discussions? I know the White Sox had talked about that property. Are those discussions, are you aware that those discussions are still happening?
No, I'm not. I mean, I think, the White Sox obviously were pursuing a path with some public funding. And I, to Joe's credit, he has decided to privately pay for the stadium itself. And so, we obviously cheer for all the Chicago teams on and off the field. But I think, we're excited to be the only stadium at that site. And if down the road, a decade from now, the White Sox figure something out and they want to talk about coming to the site, we always want to be a good neighbor and always open to a conversation, but we've really been focused on us and making sure that, we're ready to go for the 28th season.
Going back to what the alderwoman had said about it being kind of a tight area, traffic, obviously pedestrian, you want to make sure it's safe. How involved are you guys with the city on making sure that this isn't going to be a huge traffic jam there on Roosevelt?
Sure. Well, I think first and foremost, the nice thing is Related has had this site under their control for the last 8 or 9 years. So they've done a variety of different studies and looked at, countless plans on different potential anchor tenants. So their knowledge of the site is really good. And working closely with them and CDOT and OEMC to figure out what the best construct is for event day traffic, I think there's a variety of different things that go into it. First and foremost, most of our games take place on Saturday evenings. The traffic on Roosevelt is significantly less on a Saturday evening than it is during a normal Monday through Friday workday. So there's an element to that. The second thing is that the parking is capped. We only have about 2,000 parking spots, which is significantly less than what we have at Soldier Field or some of the other stadiums in town have. So there's a heavy emphasis on public transportation and all that runs through the Roosevelt station there, the CTA station, water taxis. Obviously, there's a variety of different ways to access the site. And then again, back to the alderman's credit, we worked really closely with her on establishing a variety of community meetings. I think I probably went to close to a dozen of those meetings where we met with residents and we heard, some of the things that they liked the most about the site and maybe also some other concerns, and did our best to integrate that into the design. Related did a pretty extensive and in-depth traffic study with their traffic consultant, which was necessary to receive CDOT's endorsement of this. And then last but not least, I would say as fast as we're moving, we still don't play a game there for, let's call it 30 months. So there will be a lot more that happens from today moving forward. You know, just because we're approved, that doesn't mean the work stops. And it won't stop after the first game or really the first year there. We want to be great neighbors to everyone in the Third Ward and Chinatown to the south and Alderman Conway up to the north. We want to make sure that we're being a great neighbor. And so if there's things that we figure out after 5 or 10 games that we can do to tweak things on the margins to make it an even better experience, then we'll do that. I think there's a real commitment. That's the best part about having an owner like Joe Mansueto, who is a Chicagoan and lives here and loves this city, is we're in this thing for the long haul. And this is not just, you know, throwing a stadium up really quickly and not worrying about the long-term effects. We want to make sure that it's a great experience for all fans that attend and for the neighbors nearby as well.
Yeah, it was one of the things is obviously the money self-funding is great. The city loves that, right? Nothing coming from public funds. However, there are still rules and restrictions that you need to abide by and things that they would want to see. I assume those conversations will still be happening then.
Yeah, so a lot of those got written into to the PD amendment in the first place. So as part of us, you know, getting approval from city council, we have to limit the number of fireworks that we can host. You know, we have an event cap on the number of events. There's a variety of other constraints that went into making sure that the stadium was, again, really set up for optimal success, not just for us, but for the entire community. Anytime you're activating a site that literally has not been used in 50 years, there's going to be things that we learn along the way, and there's going to be some, you know, challenges that the constraints of that site present, just given the vertical changes and where it's kind of, you know, wedged in between the tracks and wells. But there's a real commitment to make it a great experience, and not just on game day, but year round, right? Related is really incentivized to make it a great experience as well, as they're going to try and build a lot of residential units there. They want for this to not just work for the fire on match day, but to work for the larger community.
Has there been a check of that property and that land just to make sure that there aren't chemicals or leakage and things like that?
Yeah, they do the soil sampling and everything else. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I know at Northwestern, they're building the new football stadium there, and they ran into a couple things that they were surprised at when they started digging and found some things that they were not expecting. So there are going to be hiccups, no doubt about that, right?
Yeah, one of the unique things about this site is that the river actually used to run through the middle of the site. This is really the only place where the river is now straight, but it used to kind of have this shoehorn curve right through the middle of the site. And so I'm sure that our construction team will discover, you know, over time how the fact that the water used to run through it is kind of affected the site. But we have a great construction team. It's a joint venture between three Chicago-based firms in Pepper Construction, All Construction, and GMA. And so there's a great joint venture there with a lot of minority and diversity representation. And we're really excited. You know, Pepper Construction was the lead GC for us on the new $100 million performance center that we opened this last year, the Endeavor Health Performance Center, which is located on the near west side over in Alderman Jason Irvin's ward. And so they have a great reputation and track record of developing stadiums. So, yes, I'm sure there will be some unique things we learn along the way, but we're really excited to let those guys loose and let them go build a great stadium.
And for the time being, the next 30 months, Soldier Field is the home of the Fire FC?
Yeah, we love playing at Soldier Field. It's an iconic venue. It, you know, it presents some of its own challenges as it's not purpose built for soccer. And obviously there's a variety of challenges just given the scheduling constraints there between the Bears and concerts. So the plan is that we play all of our home games at Soldier Field, but it seems every season we have, you know, a handful that get relocated. And so on the dates where we can't play there, we go out to SeatGeek Stadium located out in Bridgeview where the team used to play as sort of an alternate home away from home. And those, you know, we work closely with the mayor out in Bridgeview and the Chicago Parks District to try and cobble together a 17 game, you know, home season for 17 matches. But that's really one of the main reasons for us to build this stadium. And I think I don't think I'm overselling this or being hyperbolic when I say our goal is to create the best soccer stadium in North America. And Joe's investing a lot of money, $750 million into building what will be an amazing event day atmosphere. And we're really excited. The seats will be about 35 feet closer to the field than they are at Soldier Field. The suite level will be 45 feet lower. So, you know, when you think about just the intimacy of what this atmosphere will be, similar to what Wrigley is, where you're almost kind of right on top of the field, I think you'll see a lot of that in this stadium.
Training facilities will still be remotely, or will they be done then at that stadium?
No, they'll be at the new Endeavor Health Performance Center. We just put $100 million into developing that. It's the number one training site in MLS. We actually had Commissioner Garber out there recently, who obviously has been leading MLS for the last two or three decades. He was blown away by the site. 5.5 pitches, 3.5 natural grass pitches, 2 turf for the academy, hyperbaric chambers, underwater treadmill. There's a sauna that you can probably fit 30 people in. I mean, it is as state of the art as they get. In fact, Manchester United used it this last year when they came to play in Chicago. There's a variety of nations that are looking to have us host them when they come over for the World Cup next year. They'd like to kind of use that as their host site. So, we will continue to use that site, and we're loving it. And great partners in Endeavor Health. They're our medical provider, and they do a great job.
Very cool. I didn't even think about the World Cup tie that would be that could potentially be coming. All right. So where can people keep an eye on construction, kind of follow along where you guys are at?
Yeah, I would encourage everyone go check out DearChicago.com, DearChicago.com. We have updated renderings, fly-through video. There's also like a comments and suggestions box where people can voice questions to learn more. They also can place a deposit. We have almost 15,000 people on the wait list. The stadium will be capped at 22,000 for soccer. So make sure you get your name on the list soon if you haven't yet. And we're really looking forward to opening in 2028. I think it's a great opportunity for companies to entertain their employees and use it as a business development tool. And then for, you know, diehard soccer fans to come out with their friends and family. It's just going to be a great experience. So Ryan, I appreciate your time, and vamos fire.
Follow WGN's Stadium Club at WGNRadio.com, Spotify, Apple, and any place you find podcasts.